It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Robert Pattinson recently said he's only kind of engaged to singer FKA Twigs after the Twilight hunk was spotted getting cozy with his good friend Katy Perry last weekend. Sources say things might be heating up between Robert and Katy. One source said he's technically still with FKA Twigs, but it doesn't seem like it will last. The insider said they were serious at one point, but not anymore. The whole thing with Rob saying that they are kind of engaged speaks for itself. The relationship has been fizzling out.
Have you ever been the kind of girl that, like, was attracted to Robert Pattinson?
Never.
Like, okay.
I was Team Jacob.
Well, honestly, I was too. If I was into that, I would be like, hey, come here, you big wolf, you.
Insiders say that Chris Pratt and Anna Faris are not going their separate ways because someone cheated. Instead, they apparently split up because they have a very different view of what family should be. Sources say that Anna wants a family that is pretty much together most of the time. She wants a more traditional family setup and more kids. But Chris, on the other hand, has had some life-changing experiences that has required him to adjust the balance between family and career. When he married Anna back in 2009, she was much bigger than him. He's now at the top of the Hollywood food chain, and with that comes opportunities that take him all over the world, shooting movies that take him away from home for months at a time. Sources say he doesn't want more kids in the foreseeable future because he can't juggle a growing family with his career. He also can't be kept in one place because that's not the way that the movie industry works.
I feel like it's all a cover up for the fact that he lost a lot of weight.
Will Smith was on Carpool Karaoke with James Corden and talked about having a radio single when he was a senior in high school.
I had a record on the radio for the last 30 days as a senior. Right.
That must have been the best 30 days of your life.
You cannot beat your friends in high school knowing you have a hit record on the radio.
Seriously, yeah. Though. I mean, in your yearbook, were you named most likely to have already succeeded?
Miley Cyrus announced that her new album, Younger Now, will be released on September 29th. The announcement was made with a photo on Monday on Miley's website. The image shows a denim jacket with the album's name and the date stitched on it. As Taylor Swift's court case goes underway this week, fans of hers in Colorado are lining up outside the courthouse.
What time did the three of you get here today?
4:15.
4:15 in the morning. Yeah. Did you tell your folks, I'm going to court?
Yeah.
And they said, okay.
Yeah, for sure.
This is an incredible opportunity. This is amazing that it's happening right here in our hometown, that we get to see someone like Taylor Swift with her amazing platform stand up for herself against sexual assault. I think that's so amazing.
More bad news for Usher. Following Usher's herpes scandal, his insurance company claims he hid his diagnosis from them as well. According to his insurance company, this means they will not pay off his lawsuits.
Oh my God, dude, that's going to be a pricey one there.
Well, you got to tell your insurance company that you have herpes?
Well, I guess your health.
Hi, Farmers Insurance. It's Joe.
Joe, you need to tell them for your, like, medications and stuff. He was clearly paying it out of pocket. He didn't want anyone to know.
Well, they would, I guess they would see it. Yeah, why do you have to tell them, though, I guess?
To get your medicines and stuff covered.
Yeah, if you want to do it through insurance. I had a point in my life where I was uninsured and, ooh, it was expensive.
Yeah, but he's not uninsured.
Hello, Jake from State Farm. I got something to tell you.
Directioners are going to love this. Liam Payne gave hope that One Direction will get back together after all in a new interview.
Yes, I think we will reunite at some point in the future. I'm sure we have to. I mean, we've got an album that we haven't even toured yet, and I want to write some more songs as well with the boys.
So
that's with the
good.
Boys,
that's good for the boys. That's the garbage.
Thank you so much, Alex.